USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators continues to negotiate over a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill after a vote to advance debate on the framework of the bill failed earlier this week. Senator Bill Cassidy says the group has made progress towards a final bill, which they want to bring to the Senate floor early next week. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that they've overcome some differences to make progress.
There's some thorny issues, but we can get it done. And the infrastructure bill, as your guy pointed out, is not the Bernie bill, not the kind of reckless spending and taxation that the Democrats want to do. This is about roads, bridges, and highways. I think it'll be good for our country. I think we can get it done.
And the United States have collected their first medals at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Swimmer Chase Kalise claimed gold in the men's 400-meter individual medley. Teammate Jay Litherland took silver. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Missouri Supreme Court has ruled on a challenge to the state's expansion of Medicare. Brad Bernard reports.
The Missouri Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a challenge to the state's voter-approved Medicaid expansion plan, overturning a lower court's ruling that the constitutional amendment would wrongfully force lawmakers to set aside additional money. Democrat Representative David Tyson Smith.
You know, this is exciting. It's long overdue. I'm excited for the citizens of Missouri. I'm excited for the citizens of my district. This is definitely justice done. Unfortunately, it's taking so long for this to happen, but it's definitely the right decision.
Supreme Court judges wrote that the plan doesn't put limits on the legislature's budgeting powers. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week that they'll need to take action on the debt ceiling by early August. The Congressional Budget Office estimated earlier this week that the country would hit the debt limit in October or November. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
General Motors has issued a recall of one of their flagship electrical vehicles. Wendy King explains.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the largest wildfire burning in the western United States has now burned through over 400,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest in southern Oregon. Fire officials say the blaze has been 42% contained, but that gusty winds and dry conditions on Saturday made fighting the blaze difficult. More than 2,000 fire personnel are currently fighting to contain the fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.